It is Memorial Day, the day that signals the beginning of summer. Hamburgers and steaks charbroiling on front lawns and patios. Children wearing short pants riding their bicycles on sidewalks. Fledgling adolescent infatuations rising to the surface as boys throw water balloons at girls. And girls have their own arsenals aimed at the boys. Yes, it is Memorial Day, but there is a chill breeze in the air that should not be here. It arrived as we set our clock back in November, and on the cusp of June, it has overstayed its welcome, an unwelcome guest. I look forward to the chill of November. I welcome the falling of the leaves, the setting back of the clock, the early darkness, the approaching rain, the warm fire in the living room, the rain splashing against the picture window, the rust red of the Golden Gate Bridge emerging and reemerging from the mist in the distance. A Sunday in November or December cannot come quickly enough, anxious that I am to make it through a week of hopeful financial transactions, the weekly insecurity that I might open a few extra accounts to offset those that no longer do business, or that are malcontent, or that have passed away, the clients that become relationships, that become dear friends, the clients that, like the inexorable movement from autumn to winter, become old and sadly pass away. Yes, a week of hopeful financial transactions that leads to a Sunday at Candlestick Park, the home of my beloved San Francisco 49ers. There is on such an autumn day a chill in the air, perhaps a splash of rain, the green of the gridiron grass, the golden helmets with a big SF for San Francisco on the side, the maroon jerseys of the home team, the incredible artistry and acrobatics of Jerry Rice in midair, 50 yards downfield, catching and holding a football as he is pummeled by linebackers interested in separating him from his fruit. The chill in the air today is for football in November, not for the barbecues of Memorial Day. And as I think of the football players engaging in mock warfare on autumn Sunday afternoons, my mind drifts to the source of this day, for which banks and stock exchanges are closed. The soldiers, young, some not so young, that responded to inner callings, external duties to lay themselves down in foreign fields, scared when they left, some pretending not to be, many never returning. It is Memorial Day, and like the chill in the air that does not belong here, I have a sadness that I cannot account for. Perhaps I'm internalizing the sadness that lies at the heart of this day. Perhaps I am sad that, like grains of sand falling through our fingers at the beach, our children are growing too fast. Our lives pass us by unaware. The people that we love are not here long enough. As I practice my trade in the world of transacting financial securities, improving a person's bond rating from A to AAA, hopefully delivering a bit of extra earnings power to a stock portfolio, I strive for a structure that will last, substance to my efforts, not just remuneration. Each day, each decision, each effort to help a client or prospect see something that he does not see, learn something in my world that would be valuable for him to know, seems so important to me. However, by the end of the day, how much is really remembered? How much of what I say is noise? By the end of the day, thoughts evaporate like mist. There is a fleeting sadness at the transience of all things, that what we spend our days constructing falls through our hands like the grains of sand. Today we went to the Memorial Day Parade in Mill Valley. We've been going to this funky, quirky parade for about 14 years, a few years before Michael, my eldest son, was born. It is a parade that, like the town itself, encourages self-expression. If you have a mustache, you can march with the mustachioed men of Mill Valley. If you are comfortable enough wearing a bikini in public, you can march with the endowed and lesser endowed members of the Mill Valley Bikini Association. Dog owners march with owners of their particular breed, and many dogs march by themselves. Amidst the eccentricity of the parade, there appears the veterans of foreign wars. The veterans are led by a man in a wheelchair with one leg. There is an element of seriousness in the faces of his peers following behind him. I am sad today, and as the chill penetrates my sweatshirt, summer seems far away. Bruce Farrell Rosen, San Francisco.